Could we all please rise for the Right Honourable the Lord Mayor of Perth, Mr. Basil Zemplin?
Please be seated, everybody. Thank you. Good afternoon. Very lonely up here today, but we're excited to be able to swear in our new elected members, who, it turns out, are our previous four elected members. Good afternoon and welcome to what is a very special swearing-in ceremony for the City of Perth's new elected members. I'll be the officiating officer at the ceremony, and as an authorised person in accordance with Regulation 13 of the Local Government Constitution Regulations 1998, I'll now invite the first of our councillors-elect, Councillor Liam James Gobbett, Councillor-elect Liam James Gobbett, to come forward to make his declaration of office. Am I going down?
I, Liam James Gobbett of 2445 Adelaide Terrace, East Perth, having been elected to the office of Councillor of the City of Perth, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the City of Perth under Section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
And we'll get you to sign this off. Do I sign that now? Is that right? Let's hope so, eh? Yeah. It's going to be awkward if it's not.
Got three more to get right.
Yeah.
Daniel, that is me, right?
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please join with me in congratulating Councillor Liam Gobbett. Liam, well done. In front, behind. Very important, the photos. It's be on Instagram. What's that?
Thank you.
Congratulations. Can I now invite the second councillor-elect, Clyde Raymond Bevan, to come forward to make his declaration of office. Welcome, Clyde Raymond.
I, Clyde Raymond Bevan, of 2616 380 Murray Street, Perth, having been elected to the office of the Councillor of the City of Perth, declare that I will take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of office for the people of the district, according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the City of Perth under Section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Yeah,
this one is.
Don't go away. Everybody, please join with me in congratulating Councillor Bevan.
Right, thank you.
It's a circus today. Can I now invite the third councillor-elect, Councillor-elect Brent Menzies-Fleeton, to come forward to make his declaration of office. Brent Menzies.
Hi, Brent Menzies-Fleeton of 2804 63 Adelaide Terrace, East Perth. Having been elected to the office of Councillor of the City of Perth, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the City of Perth under the Section 5104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Thank you, Mike. Next slide. There's all sorts of shenanigans.
Right here?
Yeah, the top line.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. Everybody, please join with me in congratulating Councillor Fleeton. Thank you. And last but by no means least, everybody, I will invite our fourth councillor-elect, Victor Andrew Coe, to come forward to make his declaration of office. Councillor Coe, councillor-elect Coe.
I get the pattern now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I, Victor Andrew Coe of 205108 Terrace Road, East Perth, having been elected to the office of councillor of the City of Perth, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfill the duties of this office for the people in the district, according to the best of my judgment and my ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the city under Section 5.104 and the Local Government Act 1995.
Thank you, mate. Congratulations. You can sign the top
yeah,
line.
Yeah, thanks.
Sign it neater than you do your prescriptions.
Still fine. Yeah.
Got
you. Is that it?
That's it?
What?
I signed too much.
Thank you.
We come.
Ladies and gentlemen, please congratulate Councillor Victor Coe. Exactly, yes. Wardrobe malfunction, we call it in the industry. Everybody, please join with me in congratulating our four councillors. Just before you burst into spontaneous applause, I think it's worth noting it's a fine achievement for our new council to have four out of four councillors returned. And I think it's a strong endorsement for the work that began 12 months ago by this new team. I want to thank and congratulate everybody who put their hand up to run for the City of Perth local government elections, which ended last Saturday. And that in itself shows great commitment and courage and a great sense of duty to our community. But particularly congratulations to our four new councillors who were, as it turns out, our four existing councillors. And for the rest of us, I think that's a strong signal of community support for the work and the job that we have begun to continue, and I think that is a fine outcome for the City of Perth. Please congratulate our four new councillors, everybody. So as the swearing-in ceremony is complete and elected members have taken their seats, I will now formally declare the special council meeting for the City of Perth open at 4:12 p.m. The purpose of this meeting is to elect a Deputy Lord Mayor. Please be advised that in accordance with Council Policy 1.4, this meeting is being audio recorded. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land upon which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. It's a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. See, I can ask you to recite the prayer, please.
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory for ever. Amen.
Thank you, CEO. I will now proceed to the next item of business. In addition to the elected members, I would like to formally welcome the CEO, other officers, members of the public, and any media in attendance, including you, Scotty. Lovely to have you here. In accordance with the City Standing Orders Local Law, the CEO will now assign seats for each councillor by random draw. How exciting is this?
So exciting. I'm very excited.
You've got this under control, CEO. Just double checking.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Mayor. From left to right, each seat has been given a number 1 to 8. Councillors, once your name is drawn, please step forward from the gallery and take your allocated seat. Shall we begin? Number 1, Councillor Gobbett.
Across the floor.
Oh! Number two, Councillor Angie. Yeah,
also across the floor.
Councillor Victor Coe, number three.
Mm. Almost. Oh. Almost.
Yeah. I could never see. I know I did. Number four, Councillor Lisa.
Okay. three or four across the floor.
Okay. Ready? Councillor Fleeton, number five. Councillor Gordon, number six. Seat number seven, Councillor Bevan. And seat number eight, Councillor Bain. There's my evidence.
What's that, my phone?
Yeah, that's my evidence.
Yeah, I'll take the phone.
Thank you.
Well, we've had a look at those, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be the man that verifies them, but exactly as the CEO called them out is exactly how they came out. So we move on now. What do you think of your new seats first? Yeah. Everybody? Is everybody happy? Right?
Okay.
Moving on to disclosures of interest, I note that no disclosures have been received. Are there any from the floor? Is that it? Yeah. Okay, so moving to item 4.1, public questions, noting this is a special council meeting in accordance with Regulation 7 of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. Questions must relate to the purpose of the meeting.
No, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. So we now move on to the election of the Deputy Lord Mayor, CEO. Have we received any nominations?
Yes, Lord Mayor. I have received the following nominations for the office of Deputy Lord Mayor: Councillor Angie, Councillor Bain, and Councillor. In accordance with Schedule 2.3, Division 2, Clause 8, Bracket 3A, Close Bracket of the Local Government Act 1995, any further nominations must be made in writing now. Any withdrawal of nominations must also be made now.
No further nominations from any councillors. That being the case, I will formally declare that nominations for Deputy Lord Mayor has now closed.
And at the close of nominations, I have received three nominations. Councillor Lisa has nominated herself. Councillor Angie, you have been nominated by Councillor Bevan. Do you accept this nomination?
Yes, I do.
Councillor Bain, you have been nominated by Councillor Fleeton. Do you accept this nomination?
Yes, thank you.
As more than two nominations have been received, ballot papers will be prepared with the candidates' names appearing in alphabetical order. Councillors, once you receive your ballot paper, cast your vote by placing a tick next to your preferred candidate's name. Once you have completed your vote, fold your ballot paper and place it in the ballot box.
Do I get one?
Yes, you do. You do get one.
I will now count the votes. One vote for Councillor Di Bain.
One vote for Councillor Di Bain. One vote for Councillor Sandy Angie. One vote for Councillor Catherine Luza. One vote for Councillor Di Bain. One vote for Councillor Sandy Angie. One vote for Councillor Sandy Angie. One vote for Councillor Sandy Angie. One vote for Councillor Di Bain. Lord Mayor, the result is tied. 4 votes for Councillor Di Bain and 4 votes for Councillor Sandy Angie and 1 vote for Councillor Catherine Leeser.
First, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this or not, but how exciting is this? Where is it? Okay. So I might ask Danielle to read this for us, but effectively we are going to adjourn, but I'll let you explain.
Through you, Lord Mayor, in accordance with Schedule 2.3, Division 2, Clause 9, if there is a tie, the count is to be discontinued not more than 7 days later. A special meeting of the council is to be held. So council needs to resolve to hold another special council meeting to continue the election.
Okay. So my suggestion will be, am I allowed to make a suggestion now? My suggestion will be that we will adjourn and I will invite elected members next door with the idea that we would reconvene almost immediately or soon enough. Yes. Okay.
Do you want to adjourn this meeting now?
So given that the option is to decide that another special council meeting will be held at a later date or adjourn to discuss collectively when we might like that to recommence. I think that's the suggestion initially, that I will suggest that we adjourn, go next door, discuss as a group, come back. So we'll do that if that's okay.
Yep, so you need to just move a motion to adjourn
for. So I'm moving a motion to adjourn for 5 minutes, maybe 10. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Coe. All those in favour, that is unanimous. Meeting adjourned, we'll go next door. Thank you. Up to 10 minutes. Yeah. 4:30 it is. Okay, so the meeting is now resumed at 4:33 p.m. And just before we get to what I'm about to say here, alive to some of the views around the room, I'm going to move a motion and then that motion can be debated. So we can work our position out. So as there is a tie, council must now resolve to hold a special council meeting within 7 days so that the election for Deputy Lord Mayor can be conducted again. This being the case, I'm going to move a motion now that a special council meeting be held today at 5:30 p.m. for the purpose of electing a Deputy Lord Mayor. Can I, in the first instance, get a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Gordon. Right. Anybody likes to say anything? Yes, so I'll speak for. My view is that if we can get an outcome tonight, that is a good outcome. And so as a result, I think it's a good idea for us to move it forward to 5:30 to be able to do that, but also give ourselves some discussion time. However, we're happy to hear a range of views as we debate this motion. So anybody else like to speak for the motion? For first? Anybody like to speak against the motion? Catherine. Councillor Lisa.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I would prefer it be a longer time period. I would prefer to take the full 7 days if that's allowed.
Okay. Is anybody else who would like to speak for the motion?
I'd prefer it at 5 because we have to start the agenda briefing session within 30 minutes of its scheduled start time. But speaking for tonight, we need to get clarity on who our deputy is so this council can resume normal transmission. So I'd urge everyone to support either 5 or 5:30.
Okay, so Danielle, firstly on Councillor Fleeton's point.
Yes, so because the agenda briefing session is a formal meeting of council, we do have a bit more flexibility on that start time. It's not like a regular council meeting where you set the time and you have half an hour to get quorum.
That's the advice. Would anybody else like to speak against the motion? Anybody else against? Anybody else for the motion for a 5:30 start? Okay, we'll now put this to a vote. All those in favour? And that is Councillor Coe, Councillor Angie, Councillor... Who's that? Sorry? Was it not Councillor Angie? Oh, not Councillor Coe, Councillor Angie, Lord Mayor. Councillor Gobbett, sorry, who did I say? Okay. Councillor Coe, Councillor Gobbett, Lord Mayor, Councillor Bain, Councillor Bevan, Councillor Gordon and Councillor Fleeton. Those against, Councillor Angie and Councillor Leeser. That's carried 6-2. So, there are no, item 4 reports, there are no officer reports for consideration. Item 5, there being no further business, I'll now declare this meeting closed at 4:36 p.m. Thanks, everyone.